You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 337, The Solo Series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 337 of the She Runs the Show podcast. Cassandra Vaughn with you here. Happy New Year. Happy January 1st. There is so much of a shift in energy that I have noticed already. It is amazing. It is wonderful. I don't know about anybody else listening to this, but 2023 for me personally felt like trudging through quicksand. It literally felt like just, I don't know. There was just something in the air, something in the energy, something in the vibe. It just felt really, really challenging. Definitely not what I'd consider some of the most challenging years of my life thus far, but certainly was not a year that felt light and free and flowy. And so I love the fact, and I'm going to talk about this in a couple more episodes. I love the fact that numerologically, from a numerology standpoint, this is a world year of eight, which is the eight is the year of being the CEO of your life, financial mastery, financial abundance, you know, achievement. But for me personally, when I looked at my numerology chart for this year, this is a personal year of six. This is a six personal year for me. And the six year is all about home and family and conceiving of things and building of things. And there is definitely in the six and the eight, this sense of co-creating the life that you want, co-creating the life that you want. So I certainly feel already on January 1st, a shift in the energy. I will also say January is my birthday month. So I love January because my birthday happens here and I celebrate it all month long and I absolutely love it. So there is no greater space that I enjoy than the month I was born, and I do celebrate my birthday all month long. So it is fitting that we are in a series on She Runs the Show called Shifting Your Identity, Transforming Your Life. Because when we think about the very first month of the year, a lot of us are really asking some pretty powerful questions. And the question that I want to talk through in today's episode of She Runs the Show is this: who do you want to be a year from now? Just sit with that for a second. Who do you want to be a year from now? It really felt like 2023 went by like a snap of the finger. It was so fast and furious and tough and fast. And so I'm reminded on January 1st, 2024, that this year I need to be super intentional about embodying who I want to be every single day of 2024. And so what we're going to talk about in today's episode is, how do you get clear on who you want to be 12 months from now, fully understanding that whoever that is a year from now, you need to start being today? And let's begin with a quote. I love Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist. And one of his quotes says, "You are what you believe yourself to be. You are what you believe yourself to be." Paulo Coelho. Again, he wrote The Alchemist. And I want you to sit with that for a second, because there is a question that is implicit to his quote that I'm not sure we really sit with long enough. In fact, I think many of us run from both the question and the answer. And the question is this: who do I believe myself to be? who do I believe myself to be? Who do I believe myself to be? Not who was I a year ago? Not who was I 10 years ago? Not who was I, you know, at my prime? You know, I hear a lot of that. The older I get, the more I hear in my prime from other people. In my prime, I was like this. And my firm belief is your prime hasn't happened yet because you are getting better over time. So whatever you thought, whether that was the 20s or the 30s, or even, you know, like some people think high school was their prime, whatever you thought your prime was, I've got news for you. You haven't gotten there yet. So the question we really need to think through is this question right here. Who do I believe myself to be? Not what do I write in a gratitude journal? Not what do I say to myself, you know, when I wake up to try to get myself started in the morning? Not what affirmations do I write down and hope one day I will believe about myself? Deep down, if I'm getting real with myself, if I am sitting in the space of being completely honest with myself, who do I believe I am? It's so important to answer that question, even if you don't like the answer you get. Even if you say to yourself, you know, deep down, I really believe I'm not worthy of good things. Deep down, I really believe that I am a person who has to fight to be seen, fight to be wanted. Deep down, I believe I'm a person who has made too many mistakes to come back from. It is so important to get real with who you believe you are, because what Paulo Coelho says is true. You are what you believe yourself to be. So if what you believe yourself to be in this current moment is not actually the life you want to create, guess what's got to happen? You've got to change. And you have every power to change in this moment what you believe yourself to be. But first, you've got to get real with what you believe yourself to be. So in today's episode, I want to talk about how do you get clear on who you want to be a year from now? And there are a number of points that I think you can use to get super clear on who that version of you is going to be, whether that's on December 31st a year from now, or August 1st, or November 1st, or February 1st, a year from now. The first point is this. Having a clear vision for who you want to be starts with having an even clearer assessment of who you are right now. So again, it goes back to that Paulo Coelho quote, you are what you believe yourself to be. There comes a moment, you know, there was a time on the She Runs the Show podcast where I would say a lot on the episode, something like, I've met myself. You know what I mean? I've met me. Here's my question for you. Have you met you? I bet you have, but have you really sat down with yourself and have you assessed, here are my strengths, here are my weaknesses, here are my desires, here are my fears, here are my patterns? If you have not done that recently, it is time to get super real. Get a journal, get a notebook, get a pen, and write those things out. Your strengths, your weaknesses, your desires, your fears, and your patterns. Here's a quote that, and I don't know who said this, but I think it's so perfect for this first point. The quote says, study your patterns. The ultimate wisdom comes from knowing your whys. Why you feel it, why you do it, why you repeat it. Knowing your whys gives you clarity about who you are. And when you know who you are, you become powerful, dangerous, and unstoppable. Let me say this quote again because it is super powerful. I want you to really sit with this one. Study your patterns. The ultimate wisdom comes from knowing your whys, why you feel it, why you do it, why you repeat it. Knowing your whys gives you clarity. About who you are. And when you know who you are, you become powerful, dangerous, and unstoppable. So point number one, in answering the question, who do you want to be a year from now? have a very clear vision for who you want to be by starting at getting even clearer about who you are right now, the strengths, the weaknesses, the desires, the fears, and the patterns. Here is point number two. And this is one I added late to this episode, but I think it's so important to talk about. And I'm going to sit here for a minute because it really is so critical. Point number two is this. Acknowledge the coping mechanisms that do, in fact, serve you. Let me say that again. You've got to acknowledge the coping mechanisms that do, in fact, serve you. If you want to get to answering the question of who do I want to be in a year from now, you've got to acknowledge which coping mechanisms, in fact, serve you. Because I think lately we've been going into this psychological analysis world where for some reason, psychologists, psychiatrists, people in mental health are making coping mechanisms. Everything is becoming a trauma response right now. Everything is becoming a trauma response. And yes, trauma is real. In books that I write about coaching, I talk about the importance of being trauma-informed. Yes, 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 all the things. But I also want to caveat all of that by saying this. There are coping mechanisms, whether they were developed as a response to trauma or not, that you have in your life that serve you. And let me give you the quote. I think it was Atticus who said this. And this is, Atticus writes beautiful poetry, by the way. She wasn't looking for a knight. She was looking for a sword. She wasn't looking for a knight. She was looking for a sword. And I think we have a lot of people talking this thing about putting your sword down or being your whole self or showing vulnerability. I wrote a Medium post about this a long time ago about how vulnerability taken out of proper context is a very serious problem. And the piece that becomes so important is vulnerability, when done under the right circumstances, is extremely transformational. But vulnerability done under the wrong circumstances is absolutely destructive. And in the very same vein, just because you pick up a sword, and I don't mean a real sword, I mean, you know, your coping mechanisms, your emotional armor, all the things. Just because you use that to cope with situations where you don't feel safe, where you don't feel trust, there is nothing wrong with that. If the coping mechanism is not harmful to you, if the coping mechanism is actually in response to what your intuition is telling you, you need in this moment, in this situation, in this dynamic, if the coping mechanism does in fact serve you, there is nothing wrong with being a woman who is not looking for a knight, but who's looking for a sword, period. So when you're thinking about who do I want to be a year from now, I would caution you if you're saying to yourself, I have all this emotional armor and I want to be totally authentic and totally vulnerable. And in this, here's the key to all of that. Knowing when certain parts of you need to take the lead is just as important as knowing who you are. And while it would be, in a perfect world, it would be amazing if you could be all of you every single place you went. It would be amazing if you could be vulnerable with every single person in your life. It would be amazing if you could just be you, full, you know, like all out, everything. It would be great if you could be all of you every single place you are. But there are reasons why sometimes one part of us comes to the forefront in a given dynamic versus another situation. There will be situations where you don't trust the person you're dealing with. There will be situations where you don't feel totally safe in the environment that you're in. And rather than feeling like you have to blanket statement your life with, I need to be all of me everywhere all the time, I want you to keep in mind that in certain circumstances, your emotional armor comes in very handy. In certain circumstances, you need the sword, not the pen. In certain circumstances, yes, it's great to be kind, but kind does not mean being foolish. And so the key is to make sure that you identify the coping mechanisms that do in fact serve you without living 24/7 wearing and operating with emotional armor on. Now, if you find yourself living in fight or flight all the time, if you find yourself wearing emotional armor 24/7, yes, that is an issue. That is something that is exhausting and needs to be worked through. But I see us almost flipping to that toxic positivity mode of emotional armor is a bad thing in all situations. Feeling like I need to protect myself is a bad thing in all situations. You know, there is a part in a Star Wars movie where I think it was Obi-Wan Kenobi says to Darth Vader before he's Darth Vader, something like, only the Sith think in absolutes, right? Like, it's not a 0-100 thing on coping mechanisms. Some of your coping mechanisms serve you very well and some don't. Don't drop the ones that don't because you think that you have to be this ball of like, vulnerability, let it all out everywhere all the time. You may not be in environments safe enough to be all of who you are. And your intuition will clue you into that. And that is the inner wisdom in you. That is actually all of who you are. Listen to it. So point number two is acknowledge the coping mechanisms that do in fact serve you. When we're thinking about who do you want to be a year from now, point number three is this. You've got to accept that identity is fluid and not fixed. The acceptance that your identity is going to shift, sometimes when you don't even want it to. But really understanding that identity is not this fixed thing that you arrive at and then it doesn't change unless you say so, that's not true. In order to figure out who do you want to be a year from now, really embracing this idea that identity is fluid, it's not fixed, and that it is the key to shape-shifting throughout life into a version of you that you'll be happy living with, that is a really important truth to accept. Identity isn't fluid. Not that it isn't fluid. It isn't fixed. You are changing all of the time. You are not the same in this moment as you were 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, you know, 2 decades ago. Your identity is constantly shifting. It's fluid. And so if you understand yourself as this shape-shifting identity that will transform in every moment throughout your entire life, then you start to really focus on loving who you are, where you are in this moment in time. And the reason why that's so important to saying who you want to be a year from now is I think it's really important to understand that you've got to be happy with you. You've got to be accepting of you. And the truth is, the only person you will actually be living with for the rest of your life is you. That is the only relationship that's guaranteed to be with you from birth until death is you. So when you think about your identity, leave room for possibility. Leave room for, you know, don't get so fixed and rigid in answering the question, who do I want to be a year from now? That you start to go to places of like, well, okay, how much weight do I want to lose? And how many things do I want to do? And how many books do I want to read? And all of that's great. Those are great markers of development, but don't make them markers of identity. That's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, instead of asking yourself things like, well, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? You know, some people really, they make their identities based on things that may change. If you say, I'm a surgeon, that's my identity. I'm a doctor, that's my identity. What if at 60 that changes drastically and without your permission? Instead of really being in that do, like, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? Sit with this new year and ask questions like, what do I feel inspired to explore more deeply at this moment in my life? What do I feel drawn to? What do I feel called to? What do I want my life to feel like? What do I want every day to feel like? Right? Like, this is not about closing off opportunity or possibility. When you accept that identity is fluid and not fixed, you shapeshift with more ease throughout your life because you understand that there is a new version of you being born in every moment, every second, every hour, and you go with the flow. That's the thing about accepting the fact that identity is fluid and not fixed. Point number four, and really answering the question, who do I want to be a year from now? You got to start with the basics. Like, the basics look very similar to, you know, what we did with our kids when they were little. There was a bedtime, there was a bath time, there was a reading time, there was a wake up time, there was a, like, you know, it's sort of like your kindergarten schedule. I would say probably your first grade schedule, because you've got to take out the naps. And sometimes naps are important depending on who you are. But point number four to getting clear on who you want to be a year from now is start with the basics. Get decent sleep. Define the number of hours, what that is for you. Some people, decent sleep is 9 hours a night. Some people, that's seven. Some people, that's less than seven. Only you can answer what decent sleep looks like for you and what habits you've got to create decent sleep. So starting with the basics, get decent sleep, eat relatively well. Again, we are not going for perfectionist 0, 100. I've got to be strictly keto, strictly paleo. Like, if that floats your boat, awesome. But what does eating relatively well look like for you? Define it, live it. Move daily. Don't sit in front of the computer all day long without getting up to stretch, to walk, to do yoga, to get some sunshine. Get daily sunlight. Laugh every day, like watch a video and laugh. You know what I mean? Cultivate your own joy. This was one of the things I started to do last year that I still find so difficult to do, but I put it on my daily to-do list, cultivating joy, because at some point last year was tough, I realized joy is not something that is just going to hit me over the head. Like, joy has to be cultivated. It has to be cultivated. And so every day, I and some days I do it and some days I don't. I work to really think through, how do I cultivate joy? Like, what are joyful moments to me at this age and this stage of life? And so you want to cultivate your own joy. You also want to work on something that fulfills you. What fulfills you? You know, maybe it's taking pictures. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's walking. Maybe it's cooking. But every single day, work on something that fulfills you. So if you want to really decide and embody who you want to be a year from now, start with those basics. What does your sleep look like? What does your nutrition look like? Daily movement, daily sunshine, laughing every single day, cultivating your own joy, and working on something that fulfills you on a daily basis. Point number five. To really answering the question of who do I want to be a year from now? Focus on cultivating habits, not results. Focus on cultivating habits, not results. Here's a quote that I love so much. It's, new goals don't deliver new results. New lifestyles do. And a lifestyle is a process, not an outcome. For this reason, your energy should go into building better habits, not chasing better results. Let me read that quote. I don't know who said it, but this is super powerful to sit and like marinate in. And here's the quote. New goals don't deliver new results. New lifestyles do. And a lifestyle is a process, not an outcome. For this reason, your energy should go into building better habits, not chasing better results. So focus on cultivating habits, not results. There was this other quote that I think is very solid and true when it comes to building, like how long, you know, the question is, how long does it take to build a habit? It takes 3 weeks to start a habit, 66 days to find a groove, 6 months to lock it down, 1 year to make it automatic, 2+ years to make it a part of your identity. Listen to that last piece, because I think a lot of people don't love the last one, but don't understand that it literally takes 2+ years of consistency to arrive at the last one. 2+ years to make it a part of your identity. So it takes 3 weeks to start a habit, 66 days to find a groove, 6 months to lock it down, 1 year to make it automatic, 2+ years to make it a part of your identity. These are your milestones when setting a new habit. So again, as we think about who do I want to be a year from now? The real questions you've got to be asking yourself are, what are the habits that I need to spend the next 3 weeks starting, the next 66 days finding a groove with, the next 6 months to really secure and lock it down, the next 1 year to make it automatic, and the next 2+ years to make it a part of my identity? What habits are leading me to who I want to be a year from now? Those are the milestones of accomplishment when it comes to becoming and embodying the version of you that you plan to be in a year. Now, I say all of this to say that start wherever you are. You don't need to write a 5-page, like, here's my new identity, here's my future self description. Simply identify 3 new outcomes, behavioral patterns, or life situations that really embody the new you, whatever version of you want to be in a year, and then define the habits that you need to build starting today that are going to lead you to really having locked in that new version of you. And remember, going back to that whole quote, 2+ years to make it a part of your identity. Identity shifting takes years, not months. Years, not months. So you also have to be able to say to yourself, am I willing to be vigilantly consistent for years as opposed to weeks or months? All right, everybody, that was episode 337. Who do you want to be in a year from now? If you've listened to this and you're going, oh my goodness, this is going to be a lot of daily massive action. This is going to be a lot of DMA. And you're like, I'm not really good at DMA. I will be launching on January 15th, my birthday, a new online course in the Thinkific platform called the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. You can learn more about it by going to cassandravaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. That is cassandravaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Sign up for the class, enroll in the class. It is amazing content that will help you do just what we talked about in this episode. Get clear, get consistent, and build the habits that then shift your identity, that then lead you to who you want to be a year from now. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Share this with someone you know needs to hear it. And I will talk to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.